from Black Powder Headquarters and the Bojangles Studio at Three Falls Cabin in the North Georgia Mountains, it's time for O'Neill Outside. For anything in the outdoors, this is your source. Listen in and call the show with your comments or questions. And now, here's O'Neill.
Just listening to the music. Yes, indeed, O'Neill Outside. No politics, no finance, no controversies. All about outdoors for the next hour. We do this every Saturday morning, 4 a.m. to 6 a.m., 95.5 WSB, across the country to 38 states and the SB Nation, Sports Broadcast Nation, to 100-plus stations, all the way to Maine and L.A. and Seattle and Miami. So welcome to the program, everyone. It's 6 minutes after the hour. We have coming up a lot of calls, and we'll get to every one of those. We have a winner in the radio prize package. We have the Medal of Honor tribute, and we have a lot of calls from you guys. The telephone numbers are 404-872-0750 or 800-972-8255. In the first hour of the program, we discussed with Donna, a female, a lady calling. She calls frequently about becoming an outdoors woman. There are programs from the Georgia Department of Natural Resources that will help with that. You can become an outdoors woman, and I'm sure it's state programs from the Department of Natural Resources all across the country. You can become confident, knowledgeable, fearless, and enjoy the outdoors. It opens up an entire world for you that will last you a lifetime if you understand the outdoors. Fishing, hunting, and you can enjoy without catching a single fish. You can enjoy without shooting a single deer or a turkey or a hog. But you can enjoy, and it will open up an entire world to you. Yesterday evening, Gail and I were enjoying that there was a barred owl to our left, and he started calling, and another barred owl to our right, or reverse, started calling. And we sat quietly and listened to these two barred owls challenge each other. And we didn't pull a trigger. I'll get to your calls when I get back.
Tomorrow will be better. Can I call you then?
A couple of very crass self-promotions. Welcome back. This is O'Neill. And then we'll get to the callers. This program, as you can see it live right now on Facebook. You can see it throughout the week on Facebook and multi-stations all over the country. Number two, visit my website, and you will find out all the places you can listen to the O'Neill Outside podcast, and this is one of them. And then I do a separate podcast that promotes my book and the chapters in the book. The book is called O'Neill Outside, 65 Years in the Outdoors, People and Places Along the Way. It's not John Steinbeck, Beck, it's not Hemingway, but you might enjoy the read. You can get it at Amazon, and you can buy it on my website, and I will sign the copy and personalize it if you order it off my website. Okay, now, we need to give away the radio prize package. It's 13 after the hour, and the question was, a few years ago, Travis Johnson, my grandson, had his own television show. And let's see, Ron is calling from Homer, Georgia. Good morning, Ron.
Well, good morning, O'Neill. How are you this morning?
Good. All right, you're about to win the radio prize package. What was the name of his television show?
Travis Johnson Outdoors.
Wasn't that easy?
Yes, it was.
Yes, it was.
Somebody got that question. That's the reason why I called back in later. I was driving to work, and I just couldn't believe nobody got that one.
Yeah, well, it was too easy. They thought I was trying to trick them. But you got it, and give us a couple of weeks to get it to you, if you will.
Okay, sir.
Good deal. Thanks for calling. Have a great weekend, pal.
All right. Bye-bye.
You bet. See you later. Now let's chat now. Who's up next? Let's chat now with Brett is calling on O'Neill Outside. Good morning, Brett. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Roswell, Georgia.
Okay, right down the road.
Yeah, I moved here from Ohio, and I'm just trying to get – I was a pretty good avid outdoorsman up there. I've got a 1,280-acre farm up there that we've got deer on, but
fantastic.
I live in Atlanta. And do I need – if I want to go deer hunting, do I need to join a preserve, or how do you do it down here? And number two, I like small I don't like – largemouth bass. I like pan fry fish, like bluegills, I guess you call them brim down here. You got any recommendations about those two and where the best place to get those are?
Well, the easiest places that you can go as far as the panfish goes, the easiest places for you to find that are fully stocked year round and absolutely loaded with brim or bluegill or whatever, or sunfish, whatever the case might be, would be the Department of Natural Resources ponds and state parks. You'll have a dock, the dock to fish from, if you will. Use some Fisher's Choice baits or whatever you like, something that's stinky and good, and the fish just love them. And those ponds are kept stocked year round.
What size fish do you get out of there?
Well, you can get some pretty good size brim out of there.
Really?
Yes, indeed.
Boy, that sounds like a good thing.
That's right.
Just what I'm looking for.
You betcha. Now, as far as your hunting goes, okay, you need a hunting license, okay?
Of course.
And being out of state, you can look on the DNR website and read a little bit about whether you have to have a hunter safety course. I do not think that you will have to do. I should know that answer, but I don't. You don't have to.
I used to be a park ranger in the state of Ohio, so I don't think I'll have a problem with that.
Good. Is this your first season of hunting whitetails in Georgia?
Yes.
Okay, that's going to. Now, I'll warn you, this is not the same deer.
Yeah, no. How big do they get down here?
Well, a buck scoring 125, which is bigger than most people think. There's, a 125 is pretty good size antler. An Ohio deer. What is really good deer is what, a 160?
About a 170. Yeah,
a 170.
One.
Down here,
get a wild one that's out there in the field eating farmer's grain off my field.
Uh-huh.
They get, they'll weigh 275 pounds.
Right.
They're pretty good size.
Yeah, and we have a fabulous population. The deer limit is 12, and it's one of the longest seasons in any state in the country, and you can take 9 antlerless deer and 3 antlered deer.
That's per year?
Per year.
That's a lot.
Oh, yeah. We've got a fabulous.
We've got a limit in Ohio of 3.
Yes.
Wow.
And you have a short season, too, do you not?
Oh, yeah. 2 months.
Well, this one begins next Saturday and lasts till January.
Wow.
Yeah, wow is right. But it's going to be a different deer, so what you see is going to represent something different to you, and it's likely that you're going to hunt a lot closer here than there.
Okay.
You follow? You're going to hunt.
Yeah.
You're going to generally hunt small food plots and woods and trails in the woods. And acorn stands where the oak trees versus big fields and farms in Ohio.
Yeah.
It's going to be fun, man.
Well, that's good. So what do I need to do? I need to go to a local farmer or rancher and just knock on the door and ask if I can hunt his land with a license or
No, that's going to be busy and not very productive. But I tell you what, why don't you get a Number one, the first thing for you to do would be to go to the Georgia Department of Natural Resources and locate very easily the wildlife management areas.
Gotcha.
The public fishing areas. And it allows me to tell you, with your background that you've already told me about, that the public fishing area, hunting areas, wildlife management areas are underutilized.
Really?
And for someone like yourself, here are your tips. There's big deer there. There are a lot of deer there. But hunt during the week, hunt far from the road, and hunt late into the season. Because most everybody else has already quit, number one. Number two, they hunt close to their truck, okay, and they hunt on the weekend. If you can reverse
you're not going to get it. That's like going to a poker game with 100 guys, you know.
That's exactly right.
That ain't worth a damn. You got to be out there alone early in the morning, you know.
That's right. You bet. Hey, call me back. Let me know about your progress, will you?
Yes, sir. I appreciate your time, sir, and you have a lovely weekend.
You too. That's a good.
Thank you.
Excellent call. Let's see. 20 minutes after the hour. I don't have time to talk to Hank and the Roadster and Mac right now. Well, I'll duck out of here in about a minute and then I'll get to those calls. 404-872-0750, 800-972-8255. Don't forget about the O'Neill Outside podcast, the O'Neill Outside book. And I understand Hank the Yank has a book coming out next year. Ooh, I can't wait for that. And when we return to, after these calls, you can look forward later in the program to listening to the Medal of Honor. And I'm going to tell you, because I've got 30 seconds, I want to tell you how that transpired. We'll get to the Medal of Honor. That transpired because about 4 years ago, or five, a very talented singer passed away. She drowned in her bathtub from a drug overdose. She drowned. And the flags went to half staff in her state. That made me mad. So we started the Medal of Honor tribute. People that gave their lives and risked their lives, and you don't even know their names. And that started the Medal of Honor tribute, and we'll do that at 5:40. But right now, let's duck out of here, and then we'll get to the calls when we're
cast away and leave the world behind. Take a tropic holiday, say goodbye to keeping time.
Welcome back, everyone. We are a little bit behind on our calls, so permit me to get to them on O'Neill Outside Radio. We've been holding on quite a while here. Here's the Roadster. What do you say, my man Roadster? What's going on with you?
Good morning, Big Charlie. How are you?
All right, good.
A couple of things quick. I got the top down. I'm headed to Brigadoon on Sequoia River. That's where I'm going to deposit my ashes, get back to the state of Georgia when I pass on.
Okay.
I'm not going to fish, but that's just my favorite area of the world. And I wanted to hit you. You know, I'm a car guy, and your new solvent line that you have just put out, you know, the German silver cream that everybody uses. I'm not going to give them a plug, but that is so hard to deal with because, you know, especially for detail work, it gets into crevices and you can't. Do you have anything that works like that product that's easy, that will take off surface rust and make it easier?
I do not. I'm not a maintenance guy. I'm not an improvement guy, and I'm not a craftsman.
Well, you
wish I could help you on that, but I cannot.
Well, I was just wondering because that is a great product, but it's just it is a pain to deal with.
Yeah.
So maybe Hank the Yank will know something a little bit more about that.
He's not. He's not, but we're going to ask him.
All right, good friend. I appreciate you. Oh, by the way.
Yes.
Do you lease Gail out for a date?
Do I what?
Do you lease Gail out for a date?
She is a compliment to your presence. That's for sure.
Yeah, well, I know. I'm headed to North Georgia, and it'd be nice to have something as pretty as she is. But oh. I guess she'll just have to stay married.
Oh goodness gracious! What a chore. We've been. I would have a hard time convincing her of that because we'd been married 54 years.
I understand that, buddy. I appreciate you.
Thanks, pal. I'm glad you called. You bet. Now let's talk to, and there he is. Let's get something out of him. Let's talk to Mac is calling. Good morning, Mac. What do you say?
Good morning, everybody.
Yeah, that's right.
Everybody's ready.
All right. I have my first question for you.
All right.
All right. The water temperature is not substantially changed at all, right?
No, the last 10 days, no.
Okay. Does the reduced number of hours of daylight affect the fishing?
I think yes, because I think it affects the fish behavior.
Okay.
And I think they know you can see subtle changes on the lake. Patterns are changing. Fishing's still good, and we're still in the deep water stuff. But yes, I think the decreased number of hours of daylight triggers some responses to get them ready for the season change. Absolutely.
That's right. And before we get to your subject, then I'll ask you the following: did this The answer to your question would have been the same had I asked it last August of 2018. Would the answer be the same?
Absolutely, positively.
Okay.
No question.
I like to establish those things.
Yeah, no, it's we see it every year, and if you put it on the calendar, it's remarkably consistent.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Within just a few days, those things occur, and you can start. The things we're seeing now, little subtle things, happen roughly the same date every year within probably a 5 to 7 day window. It's remarkable.
You betcha.
how consistent. So, and fishing's been consistent. So if you get everybody got a tough choice now. This is a tough time of year, especially next weekend when we can shoot lots of things or we can go fishing.
Yeah,
that's a tough call, man. So I know a lot of guys are gonna be out there shooting dove, and I hope everybody's safe, has a great shoot. But if you're going fishing, when you're in area lakes have been strong, no surprises as far as the patterns. We've got really good trolling bite on Lanier. Umbrellas over humps or anywhere you see concentrations of fish and bait. The live bait bite on a downline is very good. You still need to be cognizant of the fact that hot water and low oxygen makes it tough sometimes to keep a live bait alive on the hook. So you need to check them frequently. Mm-hmm. And if they're not in good shape, swap them out. And you'll find certain depth zones. Now Lanier, it kind of breaks down. Your bait will live well on the hook around 30, and he'll do real well if you're fishing really deep, mm-hmm. like 70 plus. In the middle, it's tough to keep one alive. So really, really watch that.
Well, you're
sitting there wondering why they're not biting because your bait's dead a lot of times. And
yeah, because you're seeing the fish and your bait's in them. Change baits.
Yeah.
Put a live bait on there,
When you're sitting there watching your sonar, and it's got a lot of activity, you're not getting a bite, keep them swapped out, especially if you're using bluebacks. Bluebacks are great bait when they're in good shape. But if they're compromised, they are not good baits. And a lot of times you won't get the bite. And it's hard to – I have people
Terrific
all the time, they
point.
Reel the bait up. They say, he's alive. I say, yeah, he's alive. But look at him. He's not a good bait, and there's a huge difference. And they're a little pricey, so it hurts to keep throwing them back in the water. But it's necessary.
That's a small portion of what you just spent.
It is. You've got that much effort.
That's great. Yeah. That's a great tip, Mac.
Well,
that is
makes
a
the
great
difference.
Tip. Okay, I want everybody. You put your photos every week on. I guess it must be my news feed, or whatever that Facebook thing is.
Yep.
Let's let people track you down on Facebook because your photos are fabulous. You're catching a lot of big fish.
Yeah, lots of big fish. And what I like to see more than anything is smiles on faces.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Nobody frowns when they got a big fish.
It's rare. If we do, if they're frowning, we don't put their picture up there. we like to see those smiling faces.
Well done.
Yeah, absolutely. So
that's right. And I'm sure you have lots of them. One last question to put things in reference now. How long has Mac Farr Captain Mac Farr, been a guide on Lake Lanier?
Hang on a second. It's going to take me a while to count that many years. It's been a while. This is 35 years.
Oh, my goodness.
That's, you know what?
Fabulous.
I think about it, exactly.
Absolutely
what I say.
Fabulous.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes. And, oh, my goodness. What happened?
Yeah. And now, how long have we been calling in and doing this every Saturday morning? 20, let's see, this is 90, 25 years?
29 years. Well, no, 28 years. 28.
Okay.
Isn't that something?
That's another, oh, my goodness.
Yeah, got a lot of those lately. All right, my good friend, let's let everybody contact Captain Mac.
You can call us at 770-271-0851, or we're online at Captain Mac, CaptainMacks, and you can see the same fishing report in a much expanded version on our Facebook page at Captain Mac's.
Mighty fine. Glad you called, Mac.
Everybody have fun. Be safe.
See you later, pal. You bet. Well, there you go. I'm always cutting everybody off early. Oh, my goodness. He's been holding on quite a while. Let's talk to Hank the Yank. What do you say?
Boy, I'll tell you, you and Mac are old.
I think.
You guys are like Neanderthals.
I know. It's unbelievable, isn't it?
Yep. And then for that other gentleman who called.
It's a law.
It's a law. Uh-huh. I believe it. You know, that other gentleman who called about wanting
it's a law.
We need to just let everybody know how very far up you married. You married way up.
Oh, I did, didn't I?
You absolutely did.
Gail had a scrapbook out yesterday, just flipping through some photos. And I know this is self-serving, but she flipped a photo with when Gail was in a wedding when she was about 30 years old. Hank, oh my goodness.
I believe it.
Scary.
See, well, listen.
I stole
I
the
saw,
picture. I have it sitting on my desk.
I saw a picture of you as a little boy holding a flag, and there were only 13 stars.
Uh-huh.
You're a real American hero. Oh, my God, from the Revolution. Anyway, so listen.
Okay.
So you haven't hung up on me yet. That's a good thing. You know I love you.
That's right.
Anyway, yeah. So let me tell you, I'm not giving you a fishing report today, and I don't have anything for that gentleman, Rust. When the other caller who called about wanting to know what to do to take off the rust, when I have something, I'm like you. I'm not a craftsman. When something's rusty, I just throw it away and buy a new one.
There you go. Yeah, I'll give it away. Hey, this is great. Take a look. Fix it up. Use it.
Yeah, it's yours, you know? So anyway,
yeah.
So let me tell you what's going on today, because today is a really special day for us here in North Georgia. We are going
up. All right,
up
please. You got 1 minute.
We're going up to Unicoi Outfitters. Unicoi Outfitters is located at the base of Helen, Georgia. And this is a fly fishing shop that does a lot of work with guys. If you want to trout fish, you want a shoal bass fish, you want a striper fish, you want a carp fish. And today is their 25-year celebration of being in business up in North Georgia and serving the community. And so there's going to be hot dogs and hamburgers for everybody who comes. Sweetwater Brewing Company has supplied a whole bunch of beer. We're going to have tying demos. I'm going to be up there tying flies. We're going to also be giving away some trips. We've got a free striper trip going to somebody for Lanier. We're going to have a free carp trip. They're giving away a $700-$800 fully rigged fly rod outfit from Orvis and I think Ross Reels.
Oh, boy.
And so there's just a lot of stuff going on. One of the recently retired head of the DNR for North Georgia, who stocks all our lakes and rivers with trout and striped bass and brim and walleye, Jeff Durniak, is going to be up there, so you can talk with him as well.
Okay.
There's just going to be a lot of stuff going
Henry,
on.
Henry, you got
to call out.
I'm going to put you on hold and get back to you because I want to know more about it, and I'll put you on hold. Help me, Corey.
Okay.
This is O'Neill. We'll be back with a Medal of Honor.
courage and strength of character. These qualities are embodied by the recipients of the Medal of Honor. Now let's recognize this week's Medal of Honor recipient on O'Neill Outside.
Harold Wilson, Marine Corps, Korea, 1951. When the company was attacked by a fierce mortar, machine gun, grenade, and small arms under cover of darkness, Sergeant Wilson braved intense fire to assist the survivors back into the line and to direct the treatment of casualties. Although already twice wounded by gunfire in the right arm and the left leg, he refused medical aid for himself and continued to move about among his men, shouting words of encouragement. After receiving further wounds in his head and shoulder, he again insisted upon remaining with his unit. Unable to use either arm to fire and with mounting casualties among the forces, he resupplied his men with rifles and ammunition taken from the wounded. After placing the reinforcement in strategic positions in the line, he was blown off his feet by a mortar round in his face. Dazed and suffering from a concussion, he still refused medical aid and, despite weakness from loss of blood, moved from foxhole to foxhole, directing fire, resupplying ammunition, and rendering first aid and encouraging his men. By his heroic actions in the face of almost certain death, when the unit's ability to hold the position was doubtful, he instilled confidence in his troops, inspiring them to rally and make the attack repulsed. He personally accounted for each man in his platoon before walking unassisted a half mile to the aid station, where he finally submitted to treatment. His outstanding courage, initiative, and skilled leadership in the face of overwhelming odds were contributing factors in the success of his company's mission and reflect the highest credit upon Sergeant Wilson and the U.S. Naval Service. Sergeant Harold Wilson died in 1998. 42 after the hour. I hope you enjoyed that. I always get a huge kick out of presenting that to you. Now we're still talking with Hank because he has a destination for you this weekend. Don't you, Hank?
I do. You know, that always throws a lump in my throat, by the
Me
way,
too,
every time you read that. Isn't that fabulous?
I will tell you, and then we'll get to the point. I have to read this maybe a dozen times before I can get through it.
I believe it. I believe it. I every year I look forward to when you read the one about your dad. I won't miss a show listening to you talk about him. That just puts a lump in my throat listening to you say that. I love it. I really do.
Thank you.
But anyway, so Helen, Georgia is the destination today.
Yes.
Jimmy Harris and the boys up at Unicoi Outfitters, who've been doing business up in North Georgia for 25 years and teaching people how to fly fish, and they have a lot of lease streams with pay and play. So, like, one gentleman called earlier saying he loved, you know, how much he loved, I think it was Roadster, said how he loved Brigadoon and the Soqui. They fish
yes.
the Soqui. They fish Nacoochee Bend. They fish the Toccoa. They fish the whole Chattahoochee system for shoal bass and stripers. They are one of our pride and joy outfitters up here in North Georgia. And so today is their 25-year celebration, and they've got reps coming in from all over. The Orvis rep will be there. The Sims truck will be there. So anybody who really wants to, you know, learn about fly fishing, how to do it, there'll be casting demonstrations, tying demonstrations, products to show people how to use. And so if you just want to learn more about the outdoors and especially about fly fishing, and it doesn't just have to be about fly fishing because we're all conventional anglers as well, but it's just a great time to come have a hamburger or a hot dog that they're going to be putting on the grill, sit back and sit on the front porch. It's a wonderful place up right as you're getting into the town of Helen. And that's going to be going on from 10 to 3 p.m. From 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. today up at Unicoi Outfitters. And like I said, you had a gentleman who just moved down here from Ohio who wanted to know about brim fishing.
Yes.
Well, you know, Jeff Derniak, the one of the heads of the DNR who stocked all those North Georgia lakes and rivers, will be there to discuss stuff like that with.
Fabulous.
So it's gonna be just a great day to come out and just honor a wonderful organization that served the community for a lot of years and continues to do so.
And probably anybody can look up Unicoi Outfitters on the internet and get directions.
Yep, they're right on Helen Highway. Right on Helen. They are literally a stone's throw away from Nora Bill Granary.
Okay.
That's been around. That's another nice thing. When you get done at Unicoi, you can go over to the granary and pick yourself up some homemade grits. Some stone ground grits that's been going since the 1850s or 60s, that granary, if I'm not mistaken.
And I believe so.
A stone's throw away from that. So
that's great.
Anyway, that's what we got going on. And other than that, O'Neill, that's all I got going on. I'm finishing up the book. We're working on the pictures, and life is good.
I can't wait for that book to be published so that I can get my hands on it.
Well, you know, you're part of the book. Because one of the biggest to me, the greatest line I've ever heard about striped bass in freshwater and rivers, the greatest line that I've ever heard from my friend O'Neill was striped bass don't know where they live.
No, they don't, and
that's the truest statement I've ever heard. So anybody who fishes for stripers, whether they're in Northern California, or they're catching them in Illinois, or they're catching them in Virginia, or even in North Georgia, the fish do the same thing everywhere because they don't know where they live, and it's probably one of the greatest and most true lines I've ever heard.
Well,
so that is in the book with your name as well, giving credit for that. Because
good.
Is that a whole
chapter about O'Neill? Just that one thing?
I think it's two sentences.
Okay, good.
It's two sentences. You know, I saved the chapter.
Boy.
I saved the chapter for Gail.
Oh boy! Oh my goodness. All right, my good friend. Hey, have a great day at Unicoi Outfitters.
Yes,
I wish
sir.
I could
we'll
be there.
I wish you were too. And you're off next week, correct? So when I come back in 2 weeks, Georgia will be 3-0, and we'll right next week we're off, if I'm not mistaken.
Are we? I'll be damned. I don't remember. Pardon me.
I got an email.
That said
we're off. We're off next week. I think you're doing some fishing somewhere.
Oh. No, well, okay. All right. Oh, my goodness. Karen, are we off next week?
No, sir.
No, we're on next week. It's the following month. All my emails are suspect, Henry.
Okay, so this was October. They were sending out an email for October.
Yeah, it was October.
Oh, my God. I got – okay, then listen, I'll speak to you when we're 2-0.
There we go. There we are. It'll be – 2-0 by then.
Yeah, go dogs.
Go dogs, huh?
Take care, pal.
All right, I'll see you later, my good friend. There you are. It's 48 after the hour. No, we're not off next week. We're in. You know, you got to give me a break here. You know, this it's tough to arrange when you work one day a week. Yeah, I work one day a week. It's 7 days a week. Just like Karen and Brian Green and everybody else that associated with the program, Amy, my daughter, Allison, my daughter, even Travis now, who lives now back in Georgia. He is back here with his wife. He got married last month. Anyway, that's the family tradition. So 404-872-0750, 800-972-8255. What a great idea it would be. And I do this often. I do this often. But if you'll pay attention and if you'll give this a try, I promise it will work for you. I gave the example a few moments ago about appreciating the outdoors and the fact that you don't have to shoot anything, you don't have to catch anything, you don't have to kill anything to understand it and receive enjoyment from it. Two nights ago, I believe it was, Gail and I are sitting out on the deck here at the cabin. And we heard a barred owl on one side of the mountain and answers from another barred owl on the other side of the mountain. How is that enjoyable? Because we knew what it was. We knew it was a barred owl and could even tell when he changed his position on the limb. when he called in one direction and then turned around and called in the other direction. That was enjoyable. And in that case, if you'll take your wife, children, if you'll take them into the wildlife management areas, into the hiking trails, it doesn't have to be a 20-mile hike for you to enjoy the outdoors. Just sit still. And ad nauseum, I say this almost every week, keep quiet and listen, and the woods will wake up around you, and you will know more and enjoy more and be more proficient and have more knowledge than when you walked in the woods. 51 minutes after the hour. Let's see if we have any calls that's popped in here. I see Wade is still on there listening from Kentucky. But we're at 51 after the hour right now. My recommendations are for your sources of availability of hunting areas, land, outdoors, education, ponds, streams. There's no better source for you to expand and enjoy the outdoors than the Department of Natural Resources. Whether you live in Tennessee or Georgia, wherever the case might be, those places, which are quite frankly underutilized, are fabulous outdoors. For instance, today, and I should have done this last week, today in Perry, Georgia, is a cast and blast event at the Flat Creek management area. Join us at the Flat Creek for Cast and Blast Kids Event and Dove Shoot. Kids get to hunt free, and they have doves. And what a fabulous idea that would be. You don't have to lease any land. You don't have to take a mysterious venture anywhere. The Department of Natural Resources will provide that for you. And if you haven't done so, with some terrific state parks and recreation areas in this state and states all over the country, with affordable, pleasant, well-equipped, stylized state parks and places to visit. In Georgia, oh my goodness, Vogtle State Park. This afternoon it'll be hard to get in there because there'll be so many people there. Because it's a great place to visit. So, the Department of Natural Resources has multiple locations and a mountain of information for you to enjoy the outdoors. So, O'Neill here, and we'll take a break here in about 10 seconds, and then we'll come back and we'll finish the program, and then you can enjoy the outdoors. I'll go back to bed for a couple of hours before I have to get up and do household chores for the rest of the day. This is O'Neill. I'll be back. We'll close out the program this morning with some self-serving, crass self-promotion in the following fashion. You can catch O'Neill's podcast, this show. It's on live right now on Facebook, and it will appear live on O'Neill Outside Facebook throughout the week. It is also a podcast on iTunes and SoundCloud and iGoogle and Waypoint TV and on and on and on, along with my other podcasts, which are rather self-serving, of course. And it's not an interview with somebody who's written a book. It's just a conversation between O'Neill and you, if you're willing to listen. You can visit O'NeillOutside.com right there on the homepage, the very beginning of the homepage at O'NeillOutside.com, and you can arrange the purchase of my book called O'Neill Outside. Appropriate, huh? O'Neill Outside, People and Places Along the Way, 65 Years in the Outdoors. And if you order it over the internet, then I will, under your direction, I will personalize and sign the book. I know it's too cheap. It's only like $14 or $15, but I've got a supply of them, and I'm trying to get rid of them. Something like that. Beyond that, at O'NeillOutside.com website, scroll down to the bottom of the page, and you will see a cruise, information about a cruise out of Seattle that we are taking next year. It's the number one cruise I've ever been on. I've done it a couple of times. Cruising from Seattle up the inland waterway, or what's called the Lynn Canal, up to Ketchikan or wherever it is. And it'll be a week's cruise, and we'll be listening to the glaciers and looking at the sea lions and having some great views on the mountains on either and both sides of the ship. Well, what the heck. This is O'Neill. Thanks for joining us. And we will see you next week on O'Neill Outside. And remember this, memories are what make up life. Build them and record them. This is O'Neill. I'll see you next week.
Just an old sweet song keeps Georgia on my mind.
Georgia on my mind.
I said, Georgia.